call on the 14 remaining signatories to ratify the convention without delay. Mr. President, the goal of 130 states parties by the 2020 review conference set in the Dubrovnik Action Plan is achievable, but only if states parties and convention partners, all of us, redouble our efforts. The ICRC stands ready to provide technical assistance to states in their ratification or accession processes and in their development of national implementation legislation for this purpose. And we have a range of tools to help states in this respect, such as a fact sheet explaining the convention's requirements, a ratification kit, and a booklet containing the text of the convention. The ICRC has continued over the last year to promote the convention in a variety of ways. In April this year, the ICRC co-hosted with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Lao People's Democratic Republic a regional seminar on landmines, cluster munitions, and explosive remnants of war in Vientiane with the support of the Kingdom of Norway. Some 90 participants and speakers participated in this seminar. These included officials from 7 Southeast Asian states, as well as diplomatic and expert participants from outside the region and the director of the CCM Implementation Support Unit. In June of this year, the ICRC attended and presented at the Asia Regional Workshop on the CCM in Manila, organized by New Zealand and co-hosted by the Philippines, which gathered 13 states from the Asia and the Pacific. The ICRC wishes to thank Chile and Panama for co-organizing the side event on universalization of the CCM on the margins of the Mine Action National Directors Meeting in February. The ICRC was pleased to participate in that event as a panelist. The ICRC remains committed to increasing universalization efforts in the lead up to the second review conference. And this includes through regional and national events to promote universalization and implementation of IHL treaties, such as in South Asia and in West Africa, planned for next year. Mr. President, a better understanding of the convention by military authorities is also an important way to promote adherence. And in this respect, in the recent past, we have seen, in the context of the convention, initiatives for dialogue between military experts of states parties and those of non-states parties. We encourage states parties to consider organizing further such dialogues, either here in Geneva or at regional or national levels, with the support of the Coordination Committee and the ISU as may be appropriate. Thank you, Mr. President.